The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Joining me now is Dr. Mahmoud Abu-Marzouk. He's an orthopaedic surgeon in Ireland, originally from Rafah in Gaza. Mahmoud, thanks a million for speaking to us. We really do appreciate it because I know how difficult this must be for you. Can you tell us what happened to your sister and her family last week?
In the morning of 18th of March last week, like waking up, looking at the phone, there is so many messages and phone calls that alert me that there is something wrong happened in Gaza, and straight away went to the news and called my dad, and the devastating news coming from Gaza that my sister's family house been attacked with the Israeli occupation force with the missiles. So all her children been in the house, been killed in a tragedy, and she been transferred to the hospital. She left in ICU with multiple injuries in her head, arm, pelvis, and chest. And we have lost my niece and nephews.
So, yeah. Two nieces and two nephews. Tell me about them.
It's very difficult to talk about them. They are the most cheerful, you know, young lads and girls you might meet in your life. I have met them in summer 2023. Noor, she is 25. She has given birth only 3 days before she been killed. She has a little, very beautiful girl. She now is innocent, new, without parents. She has finished her degree with an English teacher, you know, only last year. Dina, she is 23 only. She has finished her media and design degree during the war. She's been very enthusiastic for her future. And always when I call her, oh, please God, bring me to Ireland. I have still very bright future. I would like to work. I would like to have my life. She's been really in bad situation during the war. She's scared from every single bullet being shot here and there. And the young two lads, Mohammed, he's 17. He's finished his whatever, like, equivalent to the leaving cert here in Ireland, just finished last year. And he wanted to take a break, not to engage with any college. He wanted to take a break from all the studies he'd done, and he went for very high grade, you know. And the most younger one, he's only 13. His name is Rifat, and he's very cheerful young lad. He's the right hand of my dad, which is like he very helpful, very polite boy. Whenever you ask him for a favor, he never say no. This is devastating and really heartbreaking for all our family.
And Mahmoud, am I right in saying these are not the first family members you've had killed? Your brother was killed very early, was he?
Yeah, exactly. So my brother Ahmed, he been killed February last year. And imagine that their father of those all four kids being killed October 2023. So my sister left without anyone now in her life. So their dad, Osama, being killed October, and now they followed him. So it is really very, very devastating, very, very big loss for our family. And imagine that, like me, myself, I am a very random sample from Gazan people living in Ireland here. So many Palestinian families, they have lost so much number of their family members in this massacres, in this very troubled war.
And how is your sister, Mahmoud?
my sister, she been evacuated from the hospital yesterday. It's not been discharged. I would say evacuated because of the broken of this, the ceasefire. The Israeli, they are going mad and they bomb everywhere. And the mass murder and the mass injured people, the huge number of injured people coming to the hospital. The doctors, they are now in the most critical situation. They have to prioritize all the patients. They triage them. So they prioritize the life instead of anything else. The one who can survive and the one who can't, or the one who have the facility to be treated in the hospital. Otherwise, they will left people dying. That's why my sister, she's still in her critical situation. She has broken spine, broken pelvis, broken arm and forearm, but they need to take her out from the hospital to leave a space for other people to come in. So now she is in a tent with my dad in a refugees camp.
And have you been able to speak to them, Mahmoud?
Yeah. I able to speak to them yesterday. She is in very shock and she's in very psychological, you know, impact is really huge on my sister and my dad and mom. She can't imagine. She's in shock what happened to her and to her family. It is like the worst nightmare you can imagine. It's very bad, a tragedy.
How optimistic or how hopeful were you when the first stage of the ceasefire was announced a few weeks ago?
To be honest with you, we have taken a breath and we have a little bit lighter on ourselves. So we had a hope that this will be ultimate ceasefire and that will be the solution of the problem and everyone can go back to their homes, to the safety, they can get their aid. But for the past 3 weeks, even before the broken of the ceasefire, we have a sense of that there is something wrong will be going because they have blocked all the routes to Gaza. They blocked all the tractors with all these goods and the medical aids with the stuff to come in Gaza. So they've been even for the past few weeks without any aids, without food. Even I asked them, please feed her very good for her injuries. They said nothing to feed, like there is nothing in the ground there, even to search for eggs, milk, very simple stuff you can't find. Even to send them money, they said like the money is no use now because you have no goods, no stuff in the market, no stocks at all.
It must be, it's unimaginably difficult what your sister and your dad and your mum are going through, but it must be difficult for you, Mahmoud, here to be unable to help them in the way I'm sure that you want to.
Me and my family here since last week, our heart is shattered in pieces. Our soul is very broken. We can't imagine, we can't like comprehend what is going on. It's a so-called nightmare. You want to wake up from it, but this is the reality. And we are feeling very helpless here. So even my kids, all of them, they've fallen sick and they no go to school because they're really feeling sick because they have spent the whole summer 2023 with them, very close to them. And now all of a sudden they are not coming back. Are they gone? This is the question the kids, they are. Mm.
How old are your kids, Mahmoud? Do they understand what's happened?
Yes, my elder kids, my eldest son, he's 14, and he's been very close to the boys, Mohammed and Rifat. And they went to the seaside together. They went to the coffee shops together. They went to many places in Gaza together. And my other son, he's 12, and also he understands what is going on. And my little daughter, she's 10, and she's been very tight junction with this girls in Gaza. They make all makeups and all the kind of fun girls stuff together during the summer. And my little daughter, the little one, she doesn't understand much, but she knows that there is something going wrong. She's four only.
How did you feel, Mahmoud, as the ceasefire began to unravel? As you said, you knew this was coming, that lots of the aid had been prevented getting into the into Gaza, medical aid, food, supplies, other things. But when the bombing started and when the ground offensive started again and talk of a kind of a much wider ground offensive, how did you feel?
I really feel very bad because, like, you know, looking at the news from all aspects, especially looking at Al Jazeera, the people, they are surrounded by bombs now in Rafah, in my place. I'm living in Rafah. They're really killing everyone. Since the breaking of the ceasefire, almost 1,000 of people been killed, mainly children and women. Since the October, you know, 2023, almost 50,000 Palestinians been killed, mostly women and kids, 17,000 kids being killed. Imagine that. It's like a stadium full of kids, and they wipe them out. They kill all of them. More than 10,000 women. I don't know where is that, like, the international laws, where is the, you know, the Convention of Geneva for protection of the kids and women during the wars. This is, I don't know, the internet, like the whole international law and the international community, they failed to stop this genocide happening in Gaza. This is really genocide and ethnic cleansing. Like, there is no word to express and to explain what is happening in Gaza. I don't know, because, you know, the Israelis, they all been doing this for past 75 years, and they never been held accountable to that. So that's why they know that they can get away with it. So they are really, someone need to stop them doing that. And we know that US, UK, and most of the governments of Europe, they're still supporting them until this moment. And they're supplying them with the bombs, and those bombs falling on the kids, and our kids in Gaza, killing all these innocent people. This need really to be stopped now. The loss of lives there is really, should be meaningful to everyone in this world. Otherwise, we'll be like living as in a jungle. The stronger he can be killing the other people without being accountable to it. It is such a tragedy. I think the scar being left in us, in our soul, and is never fed out.
That's,
I don't know.
That's what should happen. What do you think will happen? How do you think this will end?
I don't know. Just like the last, I can't tell you, the recent news I just read in the morning. There is more than 1,200 Palestinian healthcare workers being killed by the Israeli occupation forces since October 2023. And there is more than 300 of them, Palestinian healthcare workers, been unlawfully detained by Israeli occupation force. Four of them being killed in the Israeli detention. Being killed. One of them, orthopedic surgeon, I know him personally. So I don't know where that all going. So I don't know. The Arabic country, they are also helpless. Even if, I don't know, I'm not a politician, but they are really complicit by just watching, and they are not rather supporting or not helping that to be stopped.
Mahmoud, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Dr. Mahmoud Abu Marzouk. He's an orthopaedic surgeon based here in Ireland, in Navan, in County Meath. But as he says, his family, what is left of his family, still in Rafah, in Gaza.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.